he says, gee, that's a great idea, but I don't want to be liable.
Right.
And yet, Huntington Central continues to demonstrate over and above all the time that they can find a way to make it work. So
they
that's
do.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I have to also give credit to the participants, because this is an event that is not necessary. It is, although it is geared towards teenagers, and they make up the greatest portion of our population of citizens of Box City.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily designed for teenagers, yet there are a lot of teenagers who participate, which of course raises concern over behavior, or what I group into one broad category that I call shenanigans.
Yeah.
The potential for shenanigans, of course, is high with that particular crowd.
And
yet,
that's the suspicion.
It's never been a problem.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, honestly, we're getting the cream of the crop in terms of kids that are willing to get a box, decorate a box, sleep in a box, raise pledge money. You know, if you're going to cause some trouble, that's an awful lot of work to get into.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do really appreciate the kids that honor the rules and who respect the event enough that it's never been a problem. And for that, I am very, very grateful.
That's awesome. That's a great explanation of how we can appreciate teenagers really looking at it. There's always this broad stroke we throw at teenagers. Oh, they're going to get in trouble. They're kids. I've come in contact with more and more kids that, especially in the last couple of years, who really get it. There's a community service component to this generation that I don't think was in my generation. We didn't care about everybody else. We cared about ourselves. So this generation has been taught something that I don't know what's in the water, but it's working.
Well, they do belie every stereotype of a teenager. And in fact, my committee that organizes this event is made up of, or includes, three teenagers, two from Central and one from North. And they are tremendous. And again, if I have the opportunity to give a shout out to Tori and Chloe from Huntington Central High School, they are, you talk about belying stereotypes. They are incredible young ladies who not only are dedicated to this event and to our families, but they took a leadership role in this event, and they have, you know, been soliciting prizes and donations of pizza for dinner and, you know, entertainment, and just really doing a great job of organizing. Sam, who is from North Huntington, is a junior this year. This is her first Box City, but not only did she jump in to participate, she jumped in and took a leadership role.
Cool.
So I'm super grateful for them, because they make they're great.
And
help.
This is similar to the Dream Dinner, and I've had you on 2 years now talking about Dream Dinner, and it's all put together by teenagers.
Oh yes, I have very little to do with that other than enjoy my pasta dinner and and say thank you. They're a terrific bunch.
That's
of
amazing.
Kids.
It's just they're building a resume. Not only they're building a resume, but they're gaining experience that they're going to take with them.
It's networking. You know, look, if any of those three girls that I mentioned need a letter of reference, I would hand deliver it, because they're that good.
That's awesome. All right, so 5 years ago, Jane went to the National Family Promise and learned about this. She brought it to the attention of you folks and somehow got Huntington Central to buy into it. And what was that first one kind of like?
Well, I actually was not I was not working for the organization at that time, but you know, she was a board member for Family Promise and brought it back to the board. And you know, again, you have Central so willing to host it, and then you had a board of directors who said, yeah, this is kind of crazy, let's do it. And they did.
That's a great reason to do anything.
They did. It's very unique. Yeah. And you know, honestly, event planning is extremely stressful, as anyone who's ever done it knows. But I do love so many things about this event. And you know, mentioned golf outings, which are all for wonderful causes and organized by great, hardworking people.
Yeah,
I do love that this event is so closely tied to the cause, to the mission of the organization.
Right.
Now, you know, some people have expressed a little bit of discomfort with the idea of sleeping in a box. The reality is, the homeless population in Huntington County is not your traditional street homeless. So, no, they're probably not sleeping in boxes. The idea of the event is that we're giving up our comforts of home for a night.
Right.
And it's closely tied to the cause. It is it's unique. There's nothing else like it in Hunterdon County. It's fairly quick. You know, it starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday the 30th, and by 8 o'clock Sunday morning, the boxes are flattened and everyone is gone. It's amazing, and it's really, really fun. You know, it's a lot of fun. There's an outdoor movie. We feed the, we always tell the teenagers, there's food.
Food.
Provide there food. They love food. And, you know, the last thing I wanted to mention is that I've organized a lot of fundraisers over many, many years for other various organizations. The cost to produce this event is extremely low.
Yeah.
Just as an example, last year we raised about $31,000 from Box City. My cost to execute the event was about $2,000.
There you go.
So if we beat that record this year, we will, we're looking at about 93-95% of the money.
And that's what it's all about.
Going right to our shelter.
And
our
everybody's having just as much fun.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
In fact, even more. So what's the draw? What do you think? You're obviously not a teenager. I'm not either.
And, well.
I'm sorry. Slightly removed. What's the draw? What is it that makes it go and improve and grow like it's growing?
I think the draw is that